a little bit of money. Well, have you ever waited for the postie to drop that special letter in your postbox? Now, we're also coming up to Christmas card season. So I wonder, do you still send people Christmas cards? Do you handwrite them? Do you send handwritten letters? Well, apparently we don't anymore. Renee Geruso is a communication expert and she joins us on the line now. Renee, good morning. Hello, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Handwritten letters and cards, we seem to have lost the art.
Oh, we have. We have. I think we're caught up in a digital age and, you know, I think people are really missing the novelty and, you know, nostalgia and the element of surprise of, you know, sorting through those automated typed up bills in the mail and not seeing many handwritten addressed envelopes.
I see that, you know, everywhere I go, and I look, we send out Christmas cards to a lot of our people we deal with on a regular basis here every year, and you know they've got to be handwritten, and I usually leave that up to Brad because my handwriting's terrible. But you know, people are obviously still buying Christmas cards, but outside of this time of year, how many of us are writing letters?
Yeah, not many. They're saying, you know, there's a lot of research around, but I know in the US they're saying since 2005 it's halved around Christmas. Other cards have been being sent a bit more, but they're seeing a rise in parcels replacing cards. So there's a lot of things, a lot of presents being sent out, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But not as many cards. And I just think with Chrissy cards, you know, you can't put an email on the mantelpiece, I say. And I think, you know, it's a time thing as well. People get a bit lazy. It's expensive now to post a letter.
Yes.
It is. It's changed. But I think a really good tip is don't feel you have to go through your whole address book and send everyone a card.
Yeah.
You might just send it to a few, and it just shows you've put that time in, I think, and, you know, made the effort and time.
What sort of impact does it have when it gets to the other end, in your view?
Yeah, well, I always say to people, you know, how do you feel when you get a card? I know even the other night, you know, we get a lot of our bills and that online now, but with all the junk mail and everything, to see a handwritten envelope, I think the first thing is, wow, who's it from? And it's not always addressed. I think it's just we don't get a lot of surprises anymore. You know, there's instant gratification through technology, social media. I just think it's something a bit different, and it's something that lasts a while, and it's a good chance you won't throw it in the bin. You know, I'll always put a card up. I think you sort of feel the obligation to as well, and you think of that person, you know, ongoing rather than just reading it and putting it away.
Well, we got our first one here yesterday. It's sitting on my desk. You're right, it is sitting on my desk. And, yeah, a shout-out to Christine McBain too and her office for sending us that Christmas card, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Renee, good to talk to you this morning. Appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Stephen.
All the best. Renee Geruso is a communication, leadership and mindship expert. Do you send Christmas cards? Do you send handwritten letters? When was the last time you received one? What sort of occasions do you send letters in? Or, what, you know, is there a time when you send a letter that you normally wouldn't? 6255 1206 is the number, or you can text